the word of God.
I've read my Bible, look at Joshua chapter 5.
Let's open our Bibles to Joshua chapter 5.
Verse 2.
We'll read from verse 2.
Then to verse 8 to 12.
And then we'll read verse 8 to 12.
At that time the Lord said unto Joshua, make thee sharp knives, and circumcise again the children of Israel the second time.
Nenguva iyo Jehovha akati kuna Joshua, uzviitire mapanga amabwe anopinza, udzingise zvevana vaIsraeri.
Amen. Verse 8.
Ndima 8.
And it came to pass, when they had done circumcising all the people, that they abode in their places in the camp till they were whole.
Zvino vakati vapedza kudzingisa rudzi rwose vakagara pavakanga vari pamisasa kusvikira vapora.
And the Lord said unto Joshua, this day have I rolled away the reproach of Egypt from off you, wherefore the name of the place is called Gilgal unto this day.
Zvino Jehovha akati kuna Joshua, nhasi ndabvisa kwamuri kuzvidzwa kwamakazvidzwa nako navaIjipita, naizvozvo nzvimbo iyo yakanzi Girigari kusvikira nanhasi.
And the children of Israel encamped in Gilgal and kept the Passover on the 14th day of the month at even in the plains of Jericho.
Vana vaIsraeri vakavaka misasa yavo paGirigari vakadya Paseka pazuva regumi namana romwedzi madekwani pamapani eJericho.
And they did eat of the old corn of the land on the morrow after the Passover, and leavened cakes and parched corn in the selfsame day.
Nomusi uyo uri musi wakatevera Paseka vakadya zvibereko zvenyika iyo zvingwa zvisina kuviriswa pamwe chete nehura dzakakangwa nomusi uyo.
And the manna ceased on the morrow after they had eaten of the old corn of the land, neither had the children of Israel manna any more, but they did eat of the fruit of the land of Canaan that year.
Manna ikaguma nomusi wakatevera uyo wakadya nawo zvibereko zvenyika iyo. Vana vaIsraeri havana kuzova nemanazve, asi vakadya zvibereko zvenyika yeKenani gore irero.
Amen. Shawedzere mara kufadzo kurengwa kushoko rawo tinyengetere.
Hear the blessings to his reading of his word. May we pray.
Tinokutenda Ishe nokuda kweshoko renyu rataverenga manheru ano. Tisherechedza kuti munhu ane dzidzo yenyika ino anokwanisa kungovhurawo mapeji eBhaibheri nokuverenga, asi zvinotora chete mweya wenyu mutsvene kuti padudziro iyo inounza shanduko kuupenyu hwedu. So tinokumbira Ishe kuti mumwe munodurira chisoro pamagwara iwaya, kuti Ishe makanaka vana venyu, baba vangu tigobatsirika. Tinokumbira nokuisa izvi mumaoko enyu muzita rinokosha, zita redu Jesu Kristu. Amen. Amen.
You may be seated.
Mufudzi havasi pakati pedu zvakare nhasi.
The pastor is not in our midst today also.
Vane kwavaenda kunoparidza.
He's gone somewhere to preach.
Kwavakakokwa. Amen.
He was invited.
Saka tinge tichivanyengeterera.
So may we continue praying for him.
Amen. Kuti vave chiropafadzo kuvana vaMwari. Amen.
So that he can be a blessing to the children of God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Takagara ngativhurei zvakare tiverenge Numbers chapter 13.
As we are seated, let's open our Bibles to Numbers chapter 13.
Takaverenga chitsauko ichi last Wednesday.
We read this chapter last Wednesday.
Stoda kuti ngotarise kubva pamagore waya zvakare. Amen.
We just want to look upon those scriptures.
Tinotenda kutose, tinofarira shoko raMwari.
I believe we all enjoy the word of God.
Tinofarira kuverenga shoko raMwari. Amen.
We enjoy reading the word of God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Right, Numbers chapter 13 from verse 1.
Numeri 13 verse 1.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, send thou men that they may search the land of Canaan, which I give unto the children of Israel. Of every tribe of their fathers shall we send a man, every one a ruler among them.
Zvino Jehovha wakataura naMozisi akati, tuma varume kuti vandoshora nyika yeKenani yandichapa vana vaIsraeri. Utume mumwe nomumwe worudzi rumwe norumwe rwamadzibaba avo vose vave vakuru pakati pavo.
And Moses, by the commandment of the Lord, sent them from the wilderness of Paran. All those men were heads of the children of Israel.
Moses akavatuma vakabva murenje reParani nokurayira kwaJehovah. Vose vavo vari varume vaiva vakuru vavana vaIsraeri.
And these were their names: the tribe of Reuben, Shamua, the son of Zeko.
Ndiwo mazita avo okurudzirwa Reuben, Shamua, mwanakomana waZakure.
And of the tribe of Simeon, Shaphat, the son of Hori.
Okurudzirwa Simeon, Shaphat, mwanakomana waHori.
Of the tribe of Judah, Caleb, the son of Jephne.
Okurudzirwa Judah, Caleb, mwanakomana waJephne.
Of the tribe of Issachar, Igal, the son of Joseph.
Okurudzirwa Issachar, Igal, mwanakomana waJosepha.
Of the tribe of Ephraim, Hoshea, the son of Nun.
Okurudzirwa Ephraim, Hoshea, mwanakomana waNuno.
Amen.
Amen.
Now we can go down to verse 16.
Amen.
Verse 16 says, these are the names of the men which Moses sent to spy out the land.
Verse 16, you know, ndiwo mazita avarume vakatumwa naMoses kundoshora nyika.
So you see, they chose men from each tribe.
Muri kuona kuti vakatora varume kubva kune rudzi rimwe nerumwe.
Amen. The 12 tribes of Israel.
Pamarudzi gumi nemaviri aIsrael.
Now the Bible says here, these are the men, names of the men which Moses sent to spy out the land. And Moses called Hoshea, the son of Nun, Jehoshua.
Ndiwo mazita avarume vakatumwa naMoses kundoshora nyika. Moses akatumidza Hoshea, mwanakomana waNuni, zita rinonzi Joshua.
Amen.
Amen.
So he was Hoshea.
Aimbonzi Hoshea.
And here Moses sending him across
Moses
to spy the land together with others.
Kunotsora nyika pamwe chete nevamwe.
Amen. Is now called Jehoshua.
Zvino akunzi Joshua.
Which is Joshua. Amen.
Joshua.
And Moses sent them to spy out the land of Canaan and said unto them, get you up this way southward and go up into the mountain.
Moses akavatuma kunoshora nyika yeKenani akati kwavari, endai nenzira iyo yezasi mukwire mumakomo.
Amen. To save time, those who are reading Shona, you can follow New Shona Bibles. I'll just read in English. Amen. And see the land, what it is, and the people that dwell therein, whether they be strong or weak, few or many, and what the land is that they dwell in, whether it be good or bad, and what cities they be that they dwell in, whether in tents or in strongholds, and what the land is, whether it be fat or lean, whether there be wood therein or not. And be of good courage, and bring of the fruit of the land. Now the time was the time of the first ripe grapes. So they went up and searched the land from the wilderness of Zin unto Rehob, as men come to Hamath. And they ascended by the south and came unto Hebron, where Ahiman, Sheshai, and Talmai, the children of Anak were. Now Hebron was built 7 years before Zoan in Egypt. And they came unto the brook of Eshcol, and cut down from thence a branch with one class of grapes, and they bare it between two upon a staff, and they brought of the pomegranates and of the figs. The place was called the brook of Eshcol because of the class of grapes which the children of Israel cut down from thence. And they returned from searching of the land after 40 days. And they went and came to Moses and to Aaron and all the congregation of Israel, the children of Israel, unto the wilderness of Paran to Kadesh, and brought back word unto them and unto all the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land. And they told him and said, we came unto the land whither thou sentest us, and surely it floweth with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, the Hittites and the Jebusites and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. But the men that went up with him said, we be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, The land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof. And all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants, and we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight. Amen.
Amen.
So we are looking at these men. Men who must bring a word or a report, and also the fruit of the land, amen, as evidence. Moses said,
Moses,
of every tribe of your fathers shall we send a man, everyone a ruler among you. And the Bible goes on to say, all these men were heads of the children of
Israel.
Amen.
Amen.
They were leaders. Amen. When people are referred to as heads, it means they are leaders. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Responsible men. Men who could be trusted. Men who could have influence over the people. Amen.
Amen.
It's a position where people will take your word. Amen. When somebody is considered a head. Amen. So it's a position that men will take your word. Men put trust in you. They have confidence in you. Amen.
Amen.
So they were to bring a report of what they would have seen. Amen. So
Amen.
It's a picture of these men. Because the Bible says they were heads of the children of
Israel.
Amen.
Amen.
Because Moses gave them a task.
Moses,
he says, go and see the land. What it is. Amen. And the people that dwell therein, whether they be strong or weak, few or many, and even the land itself, where they dwell in, whether it be good or bad, and also see the cities that they dwell in, whether they dwell in tents or in strongholds. Amen. And also the land itself, whether it be fertile or lean. Amen.
Amen.
And he said,
Akati,
be of good courage and bring of the fruit of the land. What a commission. Amen.
Amen.
To these men.
Kutunga kwa
they were sent.
Vakatumwa.
Amen. We saw on Wednesday the prophet telling us that history repeats itself. Amen.
Amen.
So we are back again in the book of Numbers. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Who are these spies? Amen. Ministers. Amen.
Amen.
Sent ones. They were sent. Amen. These
Amen.
Are ministers. Amen. Men who have crossed over and come back with the evidence. Amen.
Amen.
That surely the land is there. Amen.
Amen.
Men who have crossed over and come back with the evidence that the land is there. Amen.
Amen.
You were there. Amen. You witnessed the power of the Holy Ghost. You are speaking of the things that you know. Not what you heard from somebody. Amen.
Amen.
No, that's not a witness. Amen.
Amen.
But a witness. Somebody who was there. He actually witnessed it. He saw it with his own eyes. That's a witness. Amen.
Amen.
And the Bible says, when the Holy Ghost has come upon you, then you shall be my witnesses. So before you receive the Holy Ghost, you are only telling of things that you heard from somebody. You are not a witness. But when the Holy Ghost is come upon you, then you are a true witness. Amen.
Amen.
And the prophet says, God called ministers ought to know, not to be so stuffed up with the theology, but he visited the land to where we are going. Amen.
Amen.
And bringing back evidence of the divine love and the power of Jesus Christ to make known to their congregation. Amen. This is from Isaiah with Moses,
paragraph 53.
God called ministers ought not to be so stuffed out with theology, but he visited the land. Amen. To where we are going and bring back evidence of divine love and the power of Jesus Christ to make known to their congregation that there is a land beyond the river. Amen.
Amen.
And we saw that these people, amen. No, the people, the congregation, were still on this side of
Jordan.
Amen.
Amen.
But after these men crossed over and came back with the evidence, the fruit of the land, amen, and these people, they tested of the fruit of the land. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
What's that?
Chijojo.
Amen.
Amen.
That's the gospel.
Do evangel.
The good news.
Now zakanaka.
Amen. That amen. The land is there.
Kuti nyika iri iko zviro kwazvo.
Amen.
Amen.
I know you mean the power of his resurrection.
Ndinoziva musimba rake rerumuko.
I know.
Ndinoziva.
Because I was there.
Nekuti ndanga ndiriko.
I know.
Ndinoziva.
Because I experienced it.
Nekuti ndakazviona.
So I'm talking of things that you know.
Kutaura zvinhu zvaunoziva.
Things that have happened in your own life.
Zvinhu zvakaitika muupenyu hwako.
I know you mean the power of his resurrection.
Ndinoziva musimba rerumuko.
I know his power to heal.
Ndinoziva simba rake.
I know his power to deliver. I know his power to save. You can experience it also. Even now. Even now. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are saying, let's cross over. Amen.
Amen.
These men are saying this is only the evidence that the land is there. Let's go and possess it. Amen.
Amen.
What we are showing you, what you are testing, amen, is only the evidence. Amen.
Amen.
But he's saying, let us go across where this is coming from. These fruits of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
These are only fruits of the Holy Ghost. But let's cross over to the Holy Ghost himself. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, signs and wonders, miracles, all that you are seeing are fruits of the land. Amen.
Amen.
All this that you are seeing, these men are saying, these are fruits of the land. Because they brought those fruits from the land that they had gone to spy. And brought to the people were on this side of Jordan. And the people tested of the fruit of the power of the world to come. They were not yet in Canaan, but they tested of that fruit. Amen. But these men are saying, these are only fruits of the Holy Ghost. Because Canaan represents the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
Because remember we heard from Joshua, manna ceased on the morrow after they had eaten of the old corn of the land. Neither had the children of Israel manna anymore. But they did eat of the fruit of the land of Canaan. These grapes, these pomegranates, and these figs are from that land. Amen.
Amen.
There you have them without measure. There is more in the land. There is corn in the land. And there you have the spirit without measure. Amen. Here you are eating manna.
Kuno urudya manna.
Yes, it's good food.
Wongu chikafu
chakanaka. That's what they ate in the wilderness. Angels' food.
Chikafu chengiro.
Spiritual food.
Yanga iri chikafu
chepamweya.
Amen.
But when they crossed over,
asi vayambukira mini.
Manna ceased to fall.
Manya yakakuva.
So there is a change of diet.
Bashanduka
manna zvokudya. When you cross over,
yambukira
mini. Hebrews 5.
Vahebheru 5.
It tells us verse 12.
You know, do the verse
12. For when for the time you ought to be teachers, you have need that one tissue again which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Amen.
Amen.
So what we are talking about is scripture.
Magwaro.
It's in the Bible. It's the promise to you and me. Amen.
Amen.
That when you cross over, there is change of diet. On this side, of course, you've got the fruit from that land. Amen.
Amen.
But it's possible that you can enjoy those fruits without being in that land. What are the fruits?
Amen.
All these signs and wonders, miracles. Amen. Those things are from that land. So in that land, you still have those fruits without measure. But this side, you have them with measure. Because they only brought them as evidence to encourage them that the land is there. Church Ages, page 380.
Church Ages, page 380.
Amen. Thus, at this very moment, we are in the complete fulfillment of Matthew 24:24. Amen.
Amen.
Now, as I say this, brothers and sisters, I know some of you don't know where you are coming from. But there is a lot that's happening. Amen. But the preaching of the word is to establish you. Know where you are standing. In so much that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. And who is it that shall attempt to deceive the very elect? Why? The spirit of Antichrist is in the false anointed ones of this last day. These false ones have already come in Jesus' name, claiming that they have been anointed of God for the last day. They are the false messiahs, anointed ones. They claim that they are prophets, but are they one with the word? Are they one with the word? When there is a margin of error, leave it alone. They have added to it or taken from it. No one denies that the Spirit of God manifesting in the gifts is upon them.
Are you catching it, brothers and sisters?
Amen.
Amen.
Hanza hakuna anozviramba.
He said no one rejects it.
Amen.
Amen.
Kuti zvipo zviri kutoshanda pavari ndezve mweya mutsvene.
God's gifts are manifesting upon them.
But like Balaam, they have all They all have their programs. Make their appeal for money. Exercise gifts. But deny the word. Or they bypass it for fear that a controversy might diminish their chances for greater gain. Yet they preach salvation and deliverance through the power of God. Just like Judas, we saw on Wednesday, with a ministry imparted by Christ. But because they are wrong seed, consequently they have a wrong spirit motivating them. You try to correct them, they are so arrogant. And that's not the spirit of Christ. When you see you've got a spirit of arrogance, you can't be corrected. Brother, sister, that's an evil spirit of you. Doesn't matter what you perform. Amen. You can't be corrected by the word. So what's your absolute? Religious, oh my. They outshine the elect in effort and zeal. Yes. But it is Laodicea, not of Christ. For it looks for big crowds, big programs, and startling signs amongst them. They preach the second coming of Christ, but deny the advent of the prophet messenger. They appear as if they believe him. But the way they do their things shows that they don't believe the prophet. Though in power and signs and true revelation, he eclipses them all.
Kunyange musimbane zviratidzo muchizaro chechokwadi anovafukidzira vose.
Oh yes. This false spirit that in the last day is so close to the real can be distinguished only by its deviation from the word. And whenever it is caught in a being anti-word, it falls back on the one argument where we have already shown to be them to be false. We get results, don't we? Don't we? This group, the Lotites, like we saw on Wednesday, they walk by sight. Amen. Not by faith. When not what was given a choice, the Bible says he lifted up his eyes and beheld the plain of Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere. He didn't have a revelation. Carnal moon wenyama. Amen. Looking at how he can prosper materially. Make the appeal for money. Bible says to be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace in the Holy Ghost. Like Judas. Why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence? And the money given to the poor.
Mafuta atisina kutengesa mapeni 300. Mari acho tapa varombo.
You see?
Murugo.
Right. In the house of Lazarus and his sisters,
mbako Lazarus nehanzva dzake.
They prepared supper for the Lord Jesus Christ.
Vakagadzirira kuti kwamanirwa kwaIshe Jesu Kristu.
And then Mary.
Mary.
She came in with this ointment of spikenard. Bible actually says it was very expensive ointment. Amen. She anointed Christ's feet and wiped his feet with her hair. And the whole house was filled with that odor.
Yeah.
But Judas, when he looked at that,
Judas,
oh. But We could have sold this ointment for 300 pence, or maybe $300 and given the man to the poor. And it is but the Bible exposes him. Younger is in years, which
never was not the issue of loving the poor.
But
he was a thief. Because he was the treasurer. He was stealing from the bag.
It appeared
as if he was feeling pity for them.
And you know, there's certain things that we do by inspiration, like Mary did.
Samaria.
Amen. And
Amen.
The Lord said, let her alone. Against the day of my bearing it, she kept this. But you see men who like revelation, always questioning. Why wasn't this sold?
Say it is not tenge sa
isa. Why this?
Say it.
Why that?
Say it.
Always has a better idea.
He
walks not by faith, but by sight. Amen.
Amen.
But believers, we walk by faith. And you know, faith finds its resting place in the word of God.
Caleb
was looking at the promise. Others were looking at those people as giants. They said they were giants. And in our own sights, we were like grasshoppers. Amen. But
Amen. Caleb.
Amen. When he was looking at them, he did not see the GI. He saw a NTS. Mashoshe. Amen.
Amen.
These ones were looking at them as giants. But Caleb was looking at them as ants. Amen.
Amen.
You see what others don't see. You hear what others don't hear. Amen.
Amen.
Because Caleb said, we are more than able. Let us go at once. Amen.
Amen.
Prophet Caleb is a type of the end time church.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now let us stand like Joshua and
Caleb.
Our promised land is coming
sight.
Even as theirs did. Now Joshua means Jehovah
Joshua
Savior.
Jehovah,
and he represents the end time leader that will come to the church. Even as Paul came to as the original leader. And
Caleb
represents those that stayed with Joshua. Amen.
Amen.
My. Let us go at once. The land is there. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We thank God we still have the Caleb group.
What
the Bible said, he stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once. Let us go up at once. Amen. While the rest of the people, the rest of those men were discouraging them. But this man, he says, let us go at once and possess it. For we are overcomers. We'll be able to overcome them. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Church Ages, page 381.
Church Ages,
the prophet says, this is the age of apostasy. Amen.
Amen.
And it is the age of restoration. So you see those two vines again. Amen.
Amen.
Sorry, I did not give a title to my message.
Amen.
Amen. Rolling away the reproach of Egypt. Amen.
Amen.
Rolling away the reproach of Egypt.
Peace.
My. Because I won't keep you long. Must come to the Lord's table. You see these other men. They discouraged the people.
Vakaudza moyo vanhu.
We were like grasshoppers.
Vakati tirise mhashu mazawa.
But Caleb.
As Caleb.
Says we are more than able.
Vakati tiri vakundi nekupfurira.
Amen.
Amen.
The land is there.
Nyika yacho iriko.
And this is what the pastor is saying to the church. Like the prophet says, my desire to see a church that has crossed over. Amen.
Amen.
That has crossed over to the other side. Because that's where our inheritance is. But this age of apostasy, the Bible says, men shall depart from the truth. Because this is what apostasy means. Men shall depart from the truth, giving heed to seducing spirits and the doctrines of devils.
These are the mad demon.
So men is, if he say to depart, it means he is deviating. It means that one time he was on course, but is now departing. So it's people who know the truth. It's people who know the message. Because that's the only truth there is in this age. But men are departing from the truth and giving heed to seducing spirits and the doctrines of devils. Amen.
Amen.
But we saw when they crossed over, Bible says manna ceased to fall. Of the truth, there is a change of diet when you cross over. Of the truth, there is a change of diet. There is a change of diet. Manna ceased to fall. It was angel's food. Yes, it was spiritual food. But it ceased to fall. And they ate the old corn of the land. Amen.
Amen.
There we speak of another language. Amen. We speak of adoption. Where you are made co-workers with him. There you don't only pray for the sick, but missing limbs are restored. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Let's stand up on
our.
We sing this song. We are able to go up and possess the country. Take the country, possess the land from Jordan unto the sea. Though giants told be there, a way to hinder. God will surely give the victory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Says the land from Jordan to sin, and the giants told them a way to hinder. God will surely give the victory. We are able to go up and take the country and possess the land from Jordan to the sea. Just a way to hinder. God will surely give the victory. We are able to go up and take the country. Says the land from Jordan to the sea. Just a way to hinder. God will surely give the victory. We are
able to go up and tear the country and possess the land from Jordan to the sea. And though giants are way to hinder, God will surely give the victory. We are able to go up to the country and possess the land from Jordan to the sea. And though giants are way to hinder, God will surely give the victory.
One more time. As we ask Dr. Msara, Brother Msara, can you just come and pray for us,
brother?
Oh, and possess the land from Jordan to the sea. Just be the way to hinder. Oh, God will surely give the victory. We are able to go up and take the country. Oh, and possess the land from Jordan to the sea. And though giants to be there, our way to hinder. Oh, God will surely give the victory.
As we bow our heads, close our eyes, you want to be remembered in prayer, you can show by lifting your hand as our brother prays.
Hallelujah. Almighty God, the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Yes, Lord.
We come unto thee, Lord, this evening. Lord, remembering your word, oh God, has been preached.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Father, we desire, Lord Jesus Christ, to tread, Lord Jesus Christ, right before you. Oh, Father, to come back, Lord, with a correct testimony. We pray, Father, we need you tonight.
Amen.
Help us, Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, God, as we go on, Lord Jesus Christ, even into the next part of the service, we pray, Lord Jesus Christ, may your spirit be with us. Lead us, oh God, and help us, Lord. May these words continue to echo within us, Father. May we continue to remember them, O Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord Jesus Christ, we pray, Father, when all has been done, Father, may glory and honor be given unto your wonderful name. We worship you in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Bless you. Amen. We may take our seats. As our trustees prepare the table, song leaders can help us. Amen. As we get ready to come to the Lord's table. Amen.
Amen.
So ask the ministers. Amen. To come up front. So they can help.
Thank you.
We shall read from 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Chavirenga kubva pana vakurindire kutanga chapter 11. From verse 23. Kubva pandima 23. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread.
Kuti ini ndakagamuchira kuna Ishe icho chandakakupaiwo, kuti Ishe Jesu nousiku wakapandukirwa wakatora chingwa.
And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take it, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me.
Akata avonga akachimedura akati, ichi ndiwo muviri wangu unomedurirwa imi, itai izvi muchindirangarira.
After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood, this do ye as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me.
Saizvozvo akati vapedza kuraira akatora mukombe akati mukombe uyu ndiyo sungano itsva muropa rangu. Itai izvi nguva dzose kana muchinwa muchindirangarira.
For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he comes.
Nokuti nguva dzose kana muchidya chingwa ichi nokunwa mukombe uyu munoparidza rufu rwaShe kusvikira achiuya.
Wherefore whosoever shall eat this bread and